is 10 minutes after 9 a.m. We're at 29 degrees. We've lost about 6 degrees this morning. So just, it's all going to be all about staying warm this weekend and navigating what weather could be coming. And with me right now, I have Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. Sorry, I was blaring myself out because Michael had the headphones last and the volume was on max. So I had to turn it down. I was just, everything was ringing in my ears. So welcome, Lieutenant Perrin.
Well, good morning.
And as you heard in the hometown news, you know, we're talking winter weather and the potential for some storms and some unhappy times on the roads this weekend.
Yes, according to the weather people, Snowmageddon is upon us.
Well, it depends on which weather people. Right. Like, every weather people have a different theory and model and amount and what's happening.
So who knows what's coming, but it's always best to be prepared just in case.
It's better to be prepared than to be caught off guard is my motto.
Yep, have it and not need it, then need it and not have it. So exactly. That's what we always go with. But no, yeah, just make sure you're prepared for this weekend just in case things happen.
Exactly. And so in the story, we talked about some of the ways to be prepared, but there you can never be too prepared to head out onto the roadway, winter or not winter.
Right. And yeah, just make sure you have that stuff ready. Your tires are not bald. You have decent tires when you're going out there. Make sure you have the necessities in case you get stuck. And I think, like, one of the biggest things that
always
people,
take snacks.
Yeah, always take snacks. Yep. Have a granola bar in your center console there waiting for you. But I think one of the biggest things that people overlook is if you do get caught in the snow or you spin out and if your tailpipe gets clogged up with snow, that can actually be a hazard for you.
That's a very bad thing.
Right, with that carbon monoxide.
Because that's where it expels.
Yep, that's right. So just that's one of those things that people might overlook. So if that does happen to you, you get stuck on the side of the road or anything, just make sure your tailpipe's clear. Make sure that I don't know. I would just keep a blanket. I keep having to tell my kids. I'm like, I don't care if we're just driving to the store right now. Just have a coat with you because they hate wearing their coats, and I'm sure a lot of other people's kids hate wearing their coats.
I just had this discussion with a grown adult, so, you know.
Right. Just have that coat with you, have a blanket in the car, just in case, because you never know.
I've got two blankets that have a waterproof side on each side.
There you go. And with that being said, I also wanted to talk a little bit about the snow emergency levels. I think there's a lot of people out there don't know what the different snow emergency levels are and what they mean. So I just want to go over those with you real quick as well.
For sure. There's actually one on a level 3 this morning in Jackson County, Ohio, I think.
Down there by the river?
Somewhere down there. They had black ice and they're like, roads are shut down. So let's get to what all the levels are.
All right. So level 1 snow emergency, that's the lowest level snow emergency. That's the one you're going to see most common around here. I think in the last couple of weeks, we've had those a couple of times. So that level 1 snow emergency, that means that roadways are hazardous due to the blowing and drifting snow and that they may be icy. So during this time, motorists are just urged to drive cautiously and no roadways are closed, but unnecessary travel is discouraged. So the level 1 snow emergency is just kind of an awareness. Hey, the roads may be bad.
It's not a good time out there.
No. And all of these snow emergencies, those are issued by the sheriff's department. So the sheriff is the one who makes the decision on what those emergencies are. And then going into the level 2 snow emergency, that's the roadways are hazardous due to accumulated blowing or drifting snow, and the roadways may be very icy, and that motorists are urged to use extreme caution when driving on these roads and to drive only if necessary. During this time, employees should contact their employer to see if they should report to work. So level 2 snow emergency, we're kind of getting up there.
Probably shouldn't just do that trip to the gas station and get the Doritos.
Right. So this when you should probably start staying home and let the emergency workers do their thing and let the road crews try and get the roadways cleared off during those level 2 snow emergencies. So level 3,
that's bad.
That's when it's hit the fan. We don't be on the road at all. that is only for emergency workers to be out there on the roadway unless you have an emergency yourself. So a level 3 snow emergency means that ice, blowing and drifting snow has created extremely hazardous road conditions. There's low visibility, extremely low temperatures, and worsening road conditions are also factors during that level 3 snow emergency. In that summer, all the roads have been closed to everybody but emergency and essential personnel. So going to the store or just going and
the store is going to be closed.
Right. So just those normal things that you would just go do day to day.
I want to drive around and see how bad it really is.
Right.
No, stay home.
So no one should be on the roadways during a level 3 snow emergency unless absolutely necessary. So that means an emergency. And violators during this time are actually subject to arrest. So make sure if it's a level 3 snow emergency that you're not out on the roadway, and all employees should contact their employer to see if they should report to work. So disobeying a level 3 snow emergency could actually result in you being charged with misconduct at an emergency.
We actually had a level 3 a couple years ago during the derecho. It wasn't even during the snow. It was during the derecho because there were so many roads closed because of trees down and stuff. They put us under a level 3 for a while.
Yeah, so the only people that should have been out on the roadways during that time are those emergency workers,
and
people. Yep, people trying to, well, you got to get the news out there.
Well, and to tell people, don't be out there.
Right. And yeah, so to get those tree limbs cleaned off and everything and make sure that the roadways can be open. So that's very important. So I just wanted to go over those different snow emergency levels with you real quick. Hopefully that gives you a better understanding. One, it's okay, just be aware. Two, hey, maybe you should stay at home. And three, stay at home.
As soon as it starts snowing, I'm like, okay, I'm staying home. Right. Unless I'm here or have to be somewhere that I have to be. Nope. Any voluntary goings are a nopesies for me. And, you know, in homes in Wayne County, there are multiple ways to get those alerts. We talk about them here on the radio. Both Wayne County and Holmes County Sheriff's Department have apps where they put out those emergencies, and they post on Facebook. So it's always readily available to get those levels.
Right. And yeah, plenty of ways to get that information and listen, turn on your radio and listen.
And hang out with us. What better way to spend a snow day than with us?
Exactly.
Hello.
But yeah, so just make sure that you're being careful this weekend, just in case we do get snowmageddon. Listen out for those different snow levels and emergency levels and everything. And we just want everybody to be safe. And just going back to some of the stats that we had, so from December 2024 to March 2025, we did have 15,647 crashes on snow, ice, or slush-covered roadways in Ohio. So that's a lot of crashes that for driving in the inclement weather.
And how many of those, if you stayed home, could you have avoided?
All of them. So if you're at home, you can't get in a car crash.
But sometimes
it's very, very rare.
Sometimes you have to go out to work. Like, you don't get to be off of work if it's your level ones.
Your chances of being in a car crash at home
are still there.
But not very high. But 22% of those crashes that happened during that time frame were because of people driving at unsafe speeds. So like we always say, slow down, watch your following distance. 14% of those crashes were due to following too close. If it's snowing outside or if it's raining outside or there's any kind of inclement weather, watch your following distance. Don't be right up on the person in front of you. Just make sure that
That's how you hit people.
Right. So a good rule of thumb when there's not inclement weather is one car length for every 10 miles per hour. So double, triple that when it's inclement weather because you don't know what they're going to do. You don't know if they're going to be able to stop. What your
traction?
You don't
know if the deer is going to jump out in front of you because just because it's snowing doesn't mean the deer stop.
Right. What the traction on your car is going to be like, and yeah, just make sure that you're paying attention to the roadways and keep the news on this weekend. I heard Sunday is supposed to be the worst day of it all.
Yeah, there's no. I'm not even opening my door.
No, not at all.
Oh no, I probably will, but okay. I'm not stepping out.
But no, pay attention to the news this weekend. Pay attention to WKLM. Get your up-to-date weather information, and everybody have a safe weekend.
Exactly. Stay warm.
Yes.
Because that's going to be the big name of the game. Because no, whether we get snow or not, it's still going to be cold. cold.
I'm just so hoping we don't lose power again. Remember that summer? It was like two summers ago. I think it was during the derecho or whatever you're talking about that a lot of people lost power. I know in Ashland we lost power for like 3 days and then 90 and 100 degree weather.
We were out for six, I think, at my house, but I have a generator, so I had power the whole time.
Well, I'm just worried. I do not want to lose power during the winter.
Right.
I don't want my pipes to freeze.
Exactly.
First off. That's the only thing I'm worried about is my pipes freezing. So
yeah.
Yeah. I have a plan for that in place. Don't worry. But just in case you lose power. But ultimately, have a good weekend.
Exactly. You know what? Like all those things. But have a good weekend.
Yep.
All right. Anything else?
No. Thank you.
Yeah. Wear your seatbelt. Don't drink and drive. Make good life decisions.
Don't text.
Don't text and drive. Phone. You stop. Just said don't text. Don't text
stop.
And drive.
Yeah. Stop FaceTiming and driving. Why are we FaceTiming and driving? Stop doing that. Anyways.
I don't have an answer for that. I used to when I was shoveling snow when I used to live closer to downtown in my town, it drove me nuts. The number of people that I saw driving on these horrible road conditions, snow and awful, on their phone. Put it down.
Right. Pay attention to the road. Even talking on your phone with it up to your ear, it divides your attention from the road.
And in the snow, you need all the attentions.
Yes, all of them.
All of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. That was Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. We are going to take a little break here, and we'll be back with more on WKLM.